Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Vito, founder of WineCork.com. So growing up in southern Italy with your dad being a salesman, a sartorial salesman, did he teach you directly or indirectly?
Not indirectly. So growing up, when I was little, I was like 3-4 years old. Back as I can remember, my family owned a shop. It was like a very, very small shop. And so growing up, I would see my dad just, you know, building that business up, the small business. And so having, you know, just kind of like, that's maybe where I got my entrepreneurship, you know, gene from. But he's never really sat down with me and told me how to sell or just how to approach things. I just always watch my parents kind of go through life. So that's kind of where I learned it from.
That's a beautiful thing when a father can pass along to his son some charismatic sales techniques. And as that happened, how did that dovetail into your love of wine?
I was working one summer at a famous hotel in Italy. I was in college at that time. I attended a free wine tasting, you know, for employees. And at the time, I knew nothing about wine. Wine has always been around, but I knew nothing about it. And to be honest, I didn't even like it. But it was free. You know, all my friends were gone, so why not? The first hour and a half about, you know, we're all talking about wine and minerality, mushrooms, candied fruit, you name it. I thought everyone had lost it, and I was ready to leave. And then a guy walks up on stage, and he just told a story about his grandfather, about wars, and how, you know, land divisions from thousands, you know, of years ago still impact wine today. And then one thing he said that stayed with me was the what's important is everything around a glass, not inside. It's the people, the tradition, the history. That's what matters. That guy, you know, his name was Angelo Gaia, which is, you know, Italy's greatest, you know, best winemakers. And so that was a turning point for me. That's when I realized wine isn't just a drink that sits on the table. It's stories, it's people, and it's a way for me to learn more about the world. So I went to business school in Florence, business finance. I always loved numbers. When I was working on a summer job, I got into wine. And so that kind of like took a different path. A common theme of my life has always been storytelling. It's just something I've always loved, just history and stories. So it's always been a big part of my journey. And, you know, always loved, you know, discovering stories behind, you know, producers and just understanding what inspires them. So fast forward 2 years later, I moved to New York City.
So moving from Southern Italy to the Big Apple, to New York, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when I moved to New York City, I started working in the wine industry. First, I worked for a distributor. So I was basically selling wine, selling Italian wines, and then worked as a sommelier at Giorgio Armani, where I had the opportunity to meet producers from all over the world. It was really awesome connecting with them and sharing their stories with other people.
Whoa, hang on a second there. You kind of glossed over the sommelier part. That's no small task.
It was not the common path where, you know, you go and, you know, to school and, you know, you just study, get your course. To me, it's always been about, again, I work sales, so it wasn't really on the floor, which is what I did at Giorgio Armani. It was just passion. I kept reading and studying. It was very interesting because there was a point where I was selling Italian wine. So I was working for a distributor. So that's a sales job, right? You don't have to have a degree or anything in wine. And then through that, I was basically selling to restaurants. And so that's kind of why I got myself into restaurants. And I thought, wow, this is awesome. You get to drink great wines. You get to sell great wines. So, you know, top Burgundy, right? Grand Cru Burgundies, First Growth Bordeaux, Champagne. So I had friends who would tell me about all those wines that were opening. And I was like, well, I wish I could drink them. And so a way for me to kind of get involved with it was to work restaurants, right? To be on the other side because I couldn't afford them. So I joined Giorgio Armani, started working in restaurants, and that's how it started.
In our next episode, we get into the specifics of WineCork.com as we continue our conversation with the founder, Vito. Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine, and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out, and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.